Ottawa. Canada has announced plans to formally recognize the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September 2025. Prime Minister Mark Carney made the declaration on Wednesday, stating that Canada had long hoped for a negotiated two-state solution between Israel and Palestine, but that continued Israeli military operations in Gaza and the expansion of illegal settlements in the West Bank had rendered such hopes no longer tenable. Canada intends to recognize the state of Palestine at the UN General Assembly next year, Carney told reporters in Ottawa. Preserving a two-state solution means standing with all people who choose peace over violence or terrorism. Canada now joins the United Kingdom and France, both of whom recently announced similar intentions to recognize Palestinian statehood amid growing global outrage over Israel's conduct in Gaza. The announcements come as more than 60,000 Palestinians have reportedly been killed in Israeli operations in Gaza since the war erupted in 2023. Much of the territory has been devastated, prompting widespread allegations of war crimes and ethnic cleansing by Israeli forces. Carney clarified that Canada's recognition is conditional upon meaningful reforms by the Palestinian Authority and its president, Mahmoud Abbas, as well as a firm commitment to hold general elections in 2026. Importantly, the Canadian government has insisted that Hamas can play no role in the future political structure of Palestine and would be barred from participating in any future electoral process. The United States, Israel's staunchest ally, swiftly rejected the move, warning that recognizing Palestine could be perceived as a reward for Hamas. President Donald Trump, who continues to wield significant influence over U.S. foreign policy discourse, has condemned similar announcements by France and the UK. You could make the case that you're rewarding people, that you're rewarding Hamas if you do that. I don't think they should be rewarded. I'm not in that camp, to be honest, Trump said. The Trump administration's firm backing of Israel has drawn criticism amid ongoing accusations by UN officials and human rights organizations that Israel's actions in Gaza amount to genocide. Canada's evolving stance on the conflict has come under further scrutiny following revelations earlier this week that weapons continue to be exported to Israel, despite Ottawa's previous decision to halt new permits over human rights concerns. The National Council of Canadian Muslims, NCCM, welcomed Prime Minister Carney's announcement but urged Ottawa to go further in aligning its policies with Canada's stated values. The growing number of Western states recognizing Palestine reflects a broader shift in global attitudes toward the long-standing conflict. Canada's decision is likely to deepen tensions with the United States but may also reaffirm Ottawa's commitment to an independent, values-driven foreign policy. As Carney stated, this moment calls for moral clarity. Recognizing Palestine is not about taking sides, it's about reaffirming our belief in peace, justice, and the rule of international law.